This is the reading for December 13th, Haggai chapter 2. On the 21st day of the seventh month, the Lord spoke his word through Haggai the prophet, saying, Speak to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to the rest of the people who are left alive. Say, Do any of you remember how great the temple was before it was destroyed? What does it look like now? Doesn't it seem like nothing to you? But the Lord says, Zerubbabel, be brave. Also Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, be brave. And all you people who live in the land, be brave, says the Lord. Work, because I am with you, says the Lord All-Powerful. I made a promise to you when you came out of Egypt, and my spirit is still with you, so don't be afraid. This is what the Lord All-Powerful says. In a short time, I will once again shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land. I will shake all the nations, and they will bring their wealth. Then I will fill this temple with glory, says the Lord All-Powerful. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says the Lord All-Powerful. The new temple will be greater than the one before, says the Lord All-Powerful. And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord All-Powerful. On the 24th day of the ninth month, in the second year Darius was king, the Lord spoke his word to Haggai the prophet, saying, This is what the Lord All-Powerful says. Ask the priest for a teaching. Suppose a person carries in the fold of his clothes some meat, made holy for the Lord. If that fold touches bread, cooked food, wine, olive oil, or some other food, will that be made holy? The priest answered, No. Then Haggai said, A person who touches a dead body will become unclean. If he touches any of these foods, will it become unclean too? The priest answered, Yes, it would become unclean. Then Haggai answered, The Lord says, This is also true for the people of this nation. They are unclean, and everything they do with their hands is unclean to me. Whatever they offer at the altar is also unclean. Think about this from now on. Think about how it was before you started laying stones on top of stones to build the temple of the Lord. A person used to come to a pile of grain expecting to find 20 basketfuls, but there were only 10. And a person used to come to the wine vat to take out 50 jarfuls, but only 20 were there. I destroyed your work with diseases, mildew, and hail, but you still did not come back to me, says the Lord. It is the 24th day of the ninth month, the day in which the people finished working on the foundation of the temple of the Lord. From now on, think about these things. Do you have seeds for crops still in the barn? Your vines, fig trees, pomegranates, and olive trees have not given fruit yet, but from now on, I will bless you. Then the Lord spoke his word a second time to Haggai on the 24th day of the month. He said, Tell Zerubbabel, the governor of Judah, I am going to shake the heavens and the earth. I will destroy the foreign kingdoms and take away the power of the kingdoms of the nations. I will destroy the chariots and their riders. The horses will fall with their riders as people kill each other with swords. The Lord All-Powerful says, On that day I will take you, Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, my servant, says the Lord. And I will make you important like my signet ring, because I have chosen you, says the Lord All-Powerful.
Chapter 4.
After these things I saw a door standing open in heaven. I heard the first voice like a trumpet speaking to me. It said, Come up here, and I will show you what must happen after this. Instantly I came under the Spirit's power. I saw a throne in heaven, and someone was sitting on it. The one sitting there looked like gray quartz and red quartz. There was a rainbow around the throne, which looked like an emerald. Around the throne were 24 other thrones, and on these thrones sat 24 leaders wearing white clothes. They had gold crowns on their heads. Lightning, noise, and thunder came from the throne. 7 flaming torches were burning in front of the throne. These are the 7 spirits of God. In front of the throne there was something like a sea of glass as clear as crystal. In the center near the throne and around the throne were 4 living creatures covered with eyes in front and in back. The first living creature was like a lion, the second was like a young bull, the third had a face like a human, and the fourth was like a flying eagle. Each of the 4 living creatures had 6 wings and were covered with eyes inside and out. Without stopping day or night, they were singing, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was, who is, and who is coming. Whenever the living creatures give glory, honor, and thanks to the one who sits on the throne, to the one who lives forever and ever, the 24 leaders bow in front of the one who sits on the throne and worship the one who lives forever and ever. They place their crowns in front of the throne and say, "Our Lord and God, you deserve to receive glory, honor, and power because you created everything. Everything came into existence and was created because of your will."